I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1028. Every space is sacred. We've got to stop dividing up our lives into sacred and secular. Have you ever heard someone say in church, "Now, don't lie, you're in church," or "You shouldn't be gossiping here, we're in God's house"? As if it's okay to lie or gossip as long as you're not near the holy house of God. But here's the problem, peeps. You are God's holy house. His Spirit lives in you. So every space is sacred. This podcast, T2G, is about love. Loving God, not sometimes, not in some places, but not others, not better here than there, but loving God with everything we have, all the time, wherever we might find ourselves. And that means with whoever is around us. Years ago, I had an argument in Tennessee with a pastor's wife. I was planning a youth gathering in the church basement, and we were going to have recreation, and we were going to, you know, have snacks and games and so forth. And part of it was we were going to have some dancing. Now, I'm clean dancing, but dancing nonetheless. Now, the pastor's wife was absolutely forbidding it. She said, because this is the Lord's house. This is the church. Okay, no amount of arguing with her could convince her that we are the church, those of us that were going to be doing the dancing, and the building is where the church often meets. And besides, we were going to do the event in the basement, not in the sanctuary. But in her mind, we could dance all we wanted down the street in another place, and that wouldn't be sin, but not in this place, even in the basement. Of course, in places like Leviticus, we have lots and lots of rules about holy things and holy places. But Jesus changed the rules. He entered creation. He became the ultimate sacrifice. He opened up the way for us to encounter God. Now, according to 2 Corinthians 6:16, we are the temple of God. We don't gossip in church because we are the church, not because we are in a brick and mortar building that often houses the people of God. Do you see what I'm getting at today? And that doesn't just go for that, it goes for the rest of life. The music we listen to, our occupation, the work we do, our internet habits when we're on our phones and devices. The language that we speak should not be different because we're in a different place, but because we're different people, no matter what place we might be in at that very moment. Isaiah writes, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of your glory." Not just certain locations are full of your glory on certain days of the week. Acts 17:28 tells us, "In him we live and move and have our being." That's a 24/7 reality. Hudson acknowledges this point in Discovering Our Spiritual Identity. He writes, "This way of understanding God's relationship with the world has profoundly altered my understanding of the Christ-following life. No longer is the Holy One to be encountered only within particular places, special times, and certain states of mind. His living presence pervades all things and every experience, and only waits to be invoked. Wherever we may be standing, in the kitchen or at the workplace, is holy ground." Here's the great question. Is God off limits to you in any particular area of your life? Let's pray. Father God, give us the grace we need to live holy. Help us, Lord, to live a holy and consecrated life. Let us not be swayed by the world around us. We want our walk to match our talk. We know people are looking to see if you are really real in us. Forgive us for dividing secular and sacred places and spaces. We are your body, your temple today, so every place is holy. You are always with us, and that means we are always with you. So remind us, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1029, and in the meantime, let me be clear. I'm not saying that it would be appropriate to have a dance party on the communion table. There are spaces and places that we have set apart for special purposes, and we should honor that. What I am saying is that we should be the same people no matter where we are, because every space is sacred.